Hello, and all names the servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, as sent by God to the world. I've known since 1970 that God had called me into the ministry. He started me out by praying for my country, and then 1 year later started me praying for a revival in North Texas. None of this was something that I was familiar with, but I knew that in the spirit it was God. I had a bit of experience that a lot of people have not had. In 1969, God told me to sell my veterinary practice and my veterinary hospital, and that I did on January 2nd, 1970. I walked away from something that had been very good to me and my family financially. It was not that hard to walk away from. I knew it was God. On occasion, the devil would attack me and tell me I was a fool. And I didn't always disagree with him. And at those times, I had to fight and pray through to push those spirits off of me. But I obeyed God wholly. And in 2009, things occurred in my life that I certainly was not expecting. I did not know what was in front of me, although I'd suffered a lot of temptation, attacks of the devil, and so forth. But obviously, God was leading me into a new walk with Him in January 2009. I encountered spirits that I'd never encountered. I encountered a Roman spirit. The Roman spirit, and that is what crucified Jesus. That crucified Jesus on the cross. Amen. I was not aware of that strength of that spirit, nor of its influence on the human race throughout the world. I wrestled with it more and more. In prayer, not any other way but prayer. And I'd get into some great battles with it. Pray it. But I've been praying since June of 1970 for my country. Amen. And in 10, I encountered a new fight, one that I was not ready for. I did not know what would happen to me. But today, the health care was signed and it became the law of the land. There was a new attack on me that I was not at all familiar with. It overpowered me, overpowered my faith, but I couldn't look back. I had to fight. I had to look forward. I could not look back. Hebrews chapter 10 says, if you turn back, God has no pleasure in you, and you turn back to destruction. So I kept pressing on. In January of 2013, God gave me a revelation of Daniel 11, verse 20 through 28. I'm going to ask Kathy to read it for us. Kathy?
Verse 20. Then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. But within few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. 21. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. And after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. And he shall enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province. And he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey, the spoil, the riches. Yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army. But he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him. Yea, they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. 28. Then shall he return unto his land with great riches, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant, and he shall do exploits and return to his own land.
That it?
That's it.
Thank you, Kathy. Since January of 2013, the war has been great on my soul. Oppression against my soul has been almost unbelievable. Yet I am steady, maintain a steady course, move forward. My ministry continues to expand throughout the world, and there's no problems physically. There's nothing that I do not get done with somebody leading me, driving me around, and helping me through some areas when I'm walking, when I cannot see. But otherwise, I'm fine. Everything in me is fine. I have no sickness in me whatsoever. But my eyes have grown very dim. Beginning in December of 08 and this past January, in one day, I could not see anything that I could determine what it was. I wasn't blind, but I could not determine anything with my eyes. I continued to fight, continued to pray, continued to believe God, and I'm overcoming some. Things are recurring to me or coming back to me. I could see colors. I could see skin on people. I could see what they're clothed. I could see that it's a person. I could see a small person or a large person. This very evening, I saw two small children. And I noted that before other people. And when I got home, well, before I got home, I was just praying and thinking. And I saw that God is leading me to overcome the Antichrist spirit. And not only leading me to overcome the Antichrist spirit, but to bring people with me that he has appointed to overcome along with me. I trust this will encourage some of you about the attack, and you will not be weary in well-doing, but you'll continue to fight, because we will prevail over the spirit, and we have to, because the church, the body of Christ, it will rule the world. Rule the world. It is that simple. God bless you. Good night.